This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for the Great Clips postgame show. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Presented by Tullamore Dew. Because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Here are your special guest hosts, former Chicago football player Jim Schwantz, along with the Score's Zach Zaidman on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
What a way to get the 2023 year behind us and begin 2024 in style. Unbelievable performance at Soldier Field in the home finale as the Bears win and win big, 37-17 over the Atlanta Falcons. The Bears close out the season with five consecutive wins at home heading into the season finale next week at Lambeau Field. And in the meantime, the Bears have also secured the number one overall pick in the 2024 NFL draft after Carolina lost to Jacksonville today. So there is a lot to discuss, and we want you to join us the entire time. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Zach Zaidman, Jim Schwantz in for Mully, Olin, and Manley on this postgame show, the Great Clips postgame show, presented by Tullamore Dew. And to me, the simple thing that comes out of this is you're left wondering, can Justin Fields be the guy we saw today full-time going forward? Because anyone who is enraptured with Justin Fields' talent got an opportunity to see it in full effect against the Falcons. He went 20 of 32 passing for 268 yards today with a touchdown, and then ran 11 times for 45 yards and a touchdown. Would have been even more yards if his teammates didn't commit penalties, but it was that kind of a performance, the dual threat at full level, that led the Bears to victory.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time talking about it in the pregame show. This Falcon team, very unsettled at the quarterback position. You saw the Bears defense take full advantage of that today with four interceptions, three from Heinicke and one from Desmond Ridder there at the end. But, you know, offensively, you know, DJ Moore immediately got going. We wondered on the pregame show who was going to be the second guy, who was going to be Robin if you were a Batman, because you knew DJ Moore was going to get his. But to target him 13 times, nine receptions for 159 yards and the touchdown. He ran sometimes, Zach. He really looked like he was unguarded, like he was really not even checked, which is hard to believe because as a team that really is limited on offensive weaponry at the receiver position with Cole Kmet coming in, you know, with the questionable tag and not really playing much today, not even targeted, you figured somebody else would have to pick up the slack so they could roll coverage to DJ Moore, do something to try to take him out of the game. And for whatever reason, that didn't happen. Good for the Bear fans. But yeah, the running game came alive as well. Khalil Herbert averaging 6.9 yards a carry. That's a big number. This Bear team really just dominated from the beginning of the game to the end. Justin did his Justin things. He got out of a couple of ridiculous jams where his sack was imminent, but was able to escape that and really just beat the Falcons with his legs from time to time. But it was an all around unbelievable offensive performance, and then that defense just continuing to do what they do. You know, only giving up, they had 134 yards given up rushing. That's well above what they're averaging, but they turned the football over again, which is what we've been looking for, what we've been seeing. Not a lot of pressure on the quarterback, just a couple of sacks, but certainly a performance to get it done. 37-17 is a big number. I did not see that many points before the games, especially with the weather conditions the way they were when the game started.
This was a blowout of the highest proportion. I don't think any of us expected the game to kind of unfold the way it did. I think most of us thought it would be one of those ugly, low-scoring games. It was ugly, but ugly for Atlanta. Very good for the Bears, who dominated in all facets. As you mentioned, Justin Fields with a big game passing. Khalil Herbert led the rushing attack, which was impressive, with 124 yards. And DJ Moore, 9 catches, 159 yards receiving. The Bears defense with 4 picks. Stevenson with 2 of them, Edwards and Gordon each with 1, and we saw Gordon with a Spider-Man-like spin, leap, and flip in the end zone after his terrific play. A lot to like at Soldier Field, and I guess the question becomes, did you learn anything about the Bears today that you didn't know prior to the game starting? And I say that because, again, prior to the start of this one, you kind of felt like you knew how this movie was going to play out, and you just needed to see the final 2 games to see the conclusion of the movie. But I think a lot of people have had their minds made up as to what the Bears may have to do or not do this offseason. So what do you learn when you take on a team like Atlanta that was playing for a playoff spot and the Bears do what they did today?
Yeah, you certainly take everything in context, and certainly you would have loved to have seen the Bears play, you know, let's just say the 49ers, somebody, you know, or with substance that you could kind of measure them against. But this is the team that lined up against them, the professional football team. As you mentioned, Zach, they were still vying at 11% chance for a playoff spot, so they were still vying for a playoff position. And they're a professional football team. But this feels like it's been building the last few games. I mean, the Cleveland game, certainly don't like how that game ended, but the Bears have been bullying a lot of teams recently, so it's been kind of building. As you mentioned, the last five straight wins at Soldier Field, getting that home field advantage kind of going back to where it should be, where you should be counting those wins at home each and every week. And then you got the Bears crowd. We want Justin, you know, the chance towards the end there. We've been in that stadium enough, you and I both, at the end of seasons, at the end of games in the second half, where the boo birds just are raining down at the end of seasons. And the end of last year, you think about the end of last year, losing the last 4 games and the boo birds coming down. And then to finish the game here at Soldier Field, finish the season, I should say, and have that chant going out, that's if that was indeed his last game as a starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears in Soldier Field, then it was a heck of a goal going away.
You know, what's the old saying? Leave them wanting more. Yeah. And Justin Fields definitely did that. And now there are some tough decisions that need to be made for the Bears heading into the offseason. One more game left in the regular season at Lambeau Field. Bears have secured the number 1 overall pick in the 2024 draft. So, have you seen enough from Justin Fields over the last 3 years to make you think, this is who he is, how much better can it get, time to pivot and move in a new direction? Or do you say to yourself, I've seen enough to believe there's a lot more to come? You keep him, and now you take that number 1 pick, you trade it away again for the 2nd consecutive year, and continue to try to add even more with a treasure trove of picks in return to surround Justin Fields and the rest of what is a budding nucleus, and try to turn that into something very, very special with Matt Eberflus as coach, Luke Getsy as offensive coordinator, and Justin Fields as quarterback. We've talked enough. What do you guys think? 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Your call's next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number 1 checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Bears beat the Falcons 37-17. This is The Score.
Get the snap off in time. Third down, 8 to go. Heinicke dances, swallowed up. The whole pass rush, Walker, Jones, help of Dexter, all in the area. It's fourth down.
Watch the left side of your screen. Sweat does not get the sack, but he'll press the pocket. 98 Sweat presses the pocket, gets into Heinicke. He needs to step up. And then the Bears have several other guys right there to finish him off.
We're back with more of the Great Clips postgame show. Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Presented by Tullamore Dew. Because when it's game time, it's Tully time. And now back to Jim Swanson, Zach Ziegman on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The hit of the game sponsored by S-Wing Professional Tools, made in the USA for 100 years. S-Wing.com. Chris Lewis and Ross Tucker with a call on CBS. Jervon Dexter Sr. leading a whole host of Bears as they were on the prowl attacking Taylor Heinicke today. The defense was lights out. Four interceptions for the Bears defense, and then the offense, as impressive as it has looked all season in every aspect. Justin Fields looked good with his arm in the pocket. He looked good with his legs, getting extra yards. Khalil Herbert had a big day as well, 124 yards rushing. DJ Moore was lights out, 9 catches for 159 yards as the Bears blow out the Falcons 37-17. And the Bears now improve to 7-9 on the season, with the season finale taking place next week at Lambeau Field. And the Bears also a victory off the field. That's because Carolina lost to Jacksonville, so the Bears have secured the number one overall pick officially for the 2024 NFL Draft. The Great Clips postgame show presented by Tullamore Dew. Zach Zaidman, Jim Schwantz in for Molly Olin and Manley on this football Sunday. Jim, let's go right out to the phones, right?
Let's do it.
All right, 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Mike in Las Vegas, you are on The Score. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hello?
Yes. Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, God love the Bears. You know, they won today. But, okay, you beat the Falcons. The Falcons lost to Carolina. The schedule was weak this year, okay? We played some of the worst teams in the NFL. I'm not impressed with the NFC North. That was garbage. Justin Fields, you know, you see the same flash play. Yeah, he got some legs. Yeah, he escaped. That's not worth $24 to $40 million. I'm sorry. I'm not paying him. I'm not paying Justin Fields for that. Okay? Call me when you beat somebody consistently with your arm. And people comparing Lamar Jackson to Justin Fields. Justin Fields is nowhere near Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is not, you're not even in the same ballpark of a Lamar Jackson. I've seen all I need to see out of Justin Fields. If this was Justin Fields' first year, if this was his rookie year, I said, yeah, I'm looking forward to what's going on. Not in year three going into year four and have to pay him a fifth-year option of 23. No. We can get the same passing production out of a rookie that we get out of Justin Fields. That running the ball, escaping, that style, it doesn't last. Ask Cam Newton. Ask RG3. When you get older in your career, that running style, that's why Tom Brady lasted as long as he lasted. You didn't see him running around the field like that. But he got Super Bowls and championships. I don't care about your running ability. I need you to pass the football from the pocket consistently. That's what I need. So, I mean, I'm not impressed. We got the first round pick, first draft pick. Justin, happy trails to you. See you later.
Thanks
you
know? For the call, Mike. Really appreciate. And this is going to be part of the dialogue now as the Bears enter the offseason.
As you mentioned before, the Bears are officially on the clock. officially on the clock. And, you know, Mike is right. The fact that the Bears did have a garbage schedule because the Bears were the worst team in football last year, and you get the benefit of the last place schedule. So, but you can only play the teams that are on your schedule, the teams that line up against you. You can't play the 49ers today. You can't play the Baltimore Ravens today. You can only play the Atlanta Falcons because they were the ones that were in the stadium against you. So you play who's in front of you, but I don't disagree. I don't disagree with the fact that at the end of most of these guys' career, you think of Peyton Manning, you think of Tom Brady. Remember when they were going to get sacked, what they would do? They'd hit the ground. Remember that? They didn't want any of that kind of stuff. The running quarterbacks are subjected to much, much more physical game, a lot more hits, and he's exactly right. Comparing him and Lamar Jackson is a total disservice. One of them has an MVP in their back pocket. One of them is one of the more dynamic playmakers and has a resume to speak of, and one of them's only in year three of his NFL career.
And there are those that will say that, you know, what happens if you spend this offseason continuing to add to that Bears offense? You get another really quality receiver opposite DJ Moore. You add another tight end to the mix. You upgrade the offensive line just a little bit more. Third year in the system, maybe Justin Fields is finally, now with some stability, able to take that next step. Or do you decide, because there are many people that will say, you're crazy if you want to pay this quarterback when you can start over, get a quarterback who might be in the same realm in year one, and by year three, may be significantly better than what we're watching. So that's part of the equation that Ryan Poles has to take into account. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Let's say hi to Chris in Evanston. Hi, Chris. You're on the score.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Any other Sunday, I'd agree with the last caller on pretty much all his points. I've been, you know, against Justin Fields' play, not believing in him, but what I never see from him is what I saw today. He stood in that pocket. Yes, they didn't blitz him. He wasn't under pressure. But he was throwing dimes like he was Steve Young. And I'm not saying that it's necessarily enough that I believe we should keep him. But I certainly, after a performance like this, if he comes out next week against the Pack and plays anything close to this, you can't argue with a GM that says I'm trading away the number one or using it to get a left tackle or another number one wide receiver, and I'm building around this guy. I don't think it's what we should do, but you couldn't have asked for him to go out and play better in the pocket than he did today, other than at the end where he got sacked, looking the way he does, where he holds the ball too long. But I asked anybody to look at that game today and say what he did wrong other than that one play. In addition to that, all the fans and the media that have been going after Eberflus this whole season, look what he's done since he's taken over as defensive coordinator. Look what he's done. So you're going to take a young, budding defense. I believe they said we haven't given up a 100-yard rusher all game, another 17-point score in a team fighting for the playoffs. I mean, you're going to get rid of this coach after all he's done in the second half of the season. When you went out last year, you gutted his defense. You got rid of every playmaker they had, Khalil Mack, Roquan Smith. And then he turns it around this year, rebuilds the defense because you went and got a pass rusher. But that's my thoughts on it, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm thinking back to a couple of throws that Justin made today. The throw to DJ Moore for the touchdown in the back corner of the end zone was in a really, really, really tight window. Nice job by DJ Moore, you know, putting his hands up at the very last second to kind of confuse the defensive back Bates, who was the safety who had gotten him in the coverage. And then the one Tyler Scott dropped in the end zone was an absolute throw over that back shoulder, ball into the end zone there. But you know, and kudos to Luke Getsy too. Luke Getsy saw something that they liked, putting DJ Moore in the slot, got him opportunities, especially early in the game. That touchdown was against a safety. You'll take a wide receiver on a safety 100 times out of 100. He obviously, Justin made a couple errant throws. He had Tyler Scott wide open and overshot him by a little bit. But as far as accuracy goes in the pocket, to the caller Chris's point, there wasn't a lot of pressure on him. I think they only blitzed him a handful of times today, and when they did, they were fairly successful. When he had time in the pocket, that offensive line did a nice job against a four-man rush. He was able to give give him time to throw the football, and he was able to get it done today. And obviously without a lot of weapons, no number two receiver, no Cole Kmet for the most part. Cole was out there, but certainly wasn't active, wasn't even targeted today in the passing game. So a really nice job though today.
It is amazing how emotional we all get after each and every game that is played. And I don't think Ryan Poles can afford that kind of luxury. I think he has to step back. You get to the offseason, and then you start to evaluate, you know, how did this thing transpire? Why are there some games where Justin Fields looks like he is the answer, like today when he was lights out? And why are there games where we end up having this heated debate as to the Bears needing to pick another quarterback and start over and try to put themselves in a position where you are looking for this never-ending, elusive franchise quarterback? 312-644-6767 is the phone number. I also know we're probably going to take a lot of calls today praising Luke Getsy for the excellent game plan that he had and the execution of his players, because as we know, Chicago has been very fair to Luke Getsy and the way he has developed Fields from what he looked like through the beginning of last season, unlocking the running ability with some of the great pass plays and watching Fields look the way he did today. I'm sure Luke Getsy will get all of the credit, because when Justin Fields doesn't look like that, you know, the blame usually ends up going to Getsy. So I'm scratching my head here a little bit. And as I know, we're very level-headed in Chicago. The Great Clips Postgame Show, presented by Tullamore Dew, continues on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Third down, 8 to go. Fields pressured immediately. Athleticism escapes that one. Fields, are you kidding me? Has the first down and scoots out of bounds. The man is a magician, Justin Fields.
He does this all the time. Bud Dupree, top of the screen, comes free, and Fields shrugs him off. Then he gets out of David Onyemata. He's 320 pounds. And Justin Fields shrugs these guys off and gets first downs. I think, Jason, he's as good as anybody doing it.
We're back with more of the Great Clips Postgame Show. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Presented by Tullamore Dew. Because when it's game time, it's Tully time. And now back to Jim Swanson, Zach Ziegman on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
You heard Chris Lewis and Ross Tucker talking about it. Justin Fields, that play right there, that 13-yard run when it looked like every single member of the Atlanta Falcons defense tried to bring him down, and for a brief moment looked like they would, and he just kept escaping, and running for 13 yards. That's the magic. That's the allure. That's why half this city goes bananas every time you even so much as hint that the Bears should take a quarterback with the number one overall pick, which, by the way, they did secure today with Carolina losing to Jacksonville. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Great Clips Postgame Show presented by Tullamore Dew. Jim Schwantz is along. I'm Zach Zaidman. We're in for Molly Olin and Manley on this football Sunday. And what a Sunday. The Bears crushed the Falcons 37-17. Justin Fields, a huge reason why. He ran 11 times for 45 yards, including those 13 yards that you just heard. Had a touchdown run. Also was lights out with his arm. 20 of 32 passing, 268 yards throwing, and a touchdown. And this is going to be the conversation that takes place probably every day on The Score until the Bears make a decision. Either they trade Justin Fields, announce to the world that they are going to keep the number one overall pick, or trade that number one overall pick. But it's a great problem to have, isn't it?
It is. I don't know, as we talked about, I don't know that there's been a general manager, and going back to some of those really, really bad teams, you know, in the 80s and early 90s that had back-to-back number one picks and the luxury of being able to do whatever you want to do with those picks and holding, for lack of a better word, holding the rest of the league hostage. Ryan Poles last year was able to find a suitor in the Carolina Panthers to go up and make the trade and get DJ Moore. Dividends again today, and then the treasure trove of picks, and then to be able to go out and secure the number one pick with one of those picks he got from last year, and now, you know, a team that's ascending with young talent.
Yeah, there's a nucleus here.
There's a very good nucleus of young talent who's ascending at the right time. and the number one pick. And so you're sitting here with options. And I think if you're a general manager in a $163 billion industry, which is the NFL, and you've got this much, that's a lot of power to wield, a lot of power to wield right now. And so to your point, as much as we as Bear fans are emotional and we love the fact, you know, you use that thing in the pregame show where the Justin Fields highlight where he's running, there's bodies flying behind him, there's cars blowing up and there's explosions and that's awesome because that's the type of athlete that he is. But you can't be emotional when it comes to this thing. As great as this kid has been since he walked into the building at Hallis Hall, he's been nothing but a pro, nothing but answers every question at the podium. He doesn't disappear. We've had guys that have done that in the past. He doesn't do that. He's a likable guy. He's a great athlete. If he's the guy, then he's the guy. And Ryan Poles will make that case for him, and he will build around him, and he'll make as successful as he can. If he's not, there'll be a reason why.
You know, if the Bears didn't have the number one overall pick, say you had just your own pick, the wherever it is now, but say at the beginning of the day it was the eighth overall pick, say you had that, I don't think we're having this discussion. I think you're all in on seeing how far you can take this with Justin Fields. But you do have the number one overall pick in a draft that has some quarterbacks, at least as we sit here today, some quarterbacks that are considered special. Now, after you go through all the background checks and you really put these guys under the microscope, you may not feel the same way. But boy, if you do, that's when things get really difficult because you cannot ignore the bad stuff that we've seen. What we saw today is that's what you hope to see every single time Justin Fields takes the field. But unfortunately, that's not what you see every single time he plays. And that's what you're looking for. That's the standard that you want every single time you see a Bears quarterback.
Right.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. All right, let's go back out to the phones. Mario in Hyde Park, you're on the Score. Hi, Mario.
I feel like there's a greater chance for this team to do something historic with that pick and with their second pick in that first round and through free agency to actually build a team that can be dominant for years. With this, if the window is the signing of Montez Sweat, when that window closes, the DJ Moore window is probably going to be closed as well. You can absolutely fortify this team for years with these picks and with free agency because they still have money. You don't have to get rid of Justin Fields. You can develop Justin Fields with better coaching. I don't know. I mean, let me take that back. Or rather, let me say, I would not be surprised if the Chicago Bears ran it back with everybody, with Getsy, with Eberflus, and with Justin Fields. But to go and start the clock again is a killer for this team. Right now, they have a chance to be really, really good with more talent. And it's a draft with a lot of offensive line talent. It's a draft arguably probably the best quarterback talent in a while, but you can't take that kind of risk when you've got these picks and you can make your team dominant for years with picks and free agency. I hope that they are smart enough to realize developing Justin Fields is a lot cheaper for them in the long run than trying to start that clock over. Thank you, fellas. Have a good day.
Thanks for the call, Mario. You know, we talked about this during the break, and that's a great point that
right.
Mario makes.
Absolutely. That's part of the argument. That's part of the conversation. There's nothing that says you can't take, and I'm just throwing his name out there, you can't take Marvin Harrison with the first pick and then use the Bears pick at, let's say, 15 and get maybe the kid from LSU or somebody else of a lesser quarterback that generational guy, that top of the tier guy. There's nothing to say you can't grab somebody in the middle of the second round with their pay. There's nothing that says there's a game plan for this. It's not all or nothing.
The other thing that sometimes I think we forget, because the quarterbacks here generally this millennium, especially with the Bears, have been so bad, the ones that they brought in, that sometimes you can draft a quarterback and you don't have to wait for the quarterback to develop and be an upgrade over what you have right now. Like, for example, you would not say that.
Third down, 8 to go. Fields pressured immediately. Athleticism escapes that one. Fields, are you kidding me? Has the first down and scoots out of bounds. The man is a magician, Justin Fields. He does this all the time. Bud Dupree, top of the screen, comes free, and Fields shrugs him off. Then he gets out of David Onyemata. He's 320 pounds, and Justin Fields shrugs these guys off and gets first downs. I think, Jason, he's as good as anybody doing it.
We're back with more of the Great Clips postgame show. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Presented by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. And now back to Jim Swanson, Zach Ziegman on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
You heard Chris Lewis and Ross Tucker talking about it. Justin Fields, that play right there, that 13-yard run when it looked like every single member of the Atlanta Falcons defense tried to bring him down, and for a brief moment looked like they would, and he just kept escaping, and running for 13 yards. That's the magic. That's the allure. That's why half this city goes bananas every time you even so much as hint that the Bears should take a quarterback with the number one overall pick, which, by the way, they did secure today with Carolina losing to Jacksonville. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Great Clips postgame show presented by Tullamore Dew. Jim Schwantz is along. I'm Zach Zaidman. We're in for Molly Olin and Manley on this football Sunday. And what a Sunday. The Bears crush the Falcons 37-17. Justin Fields, a huge reason why. He ran 11 times for 45 yards, including those 13 yards that you just heard. Had a touchdown run. Also was lights out with his arm. 20 of 32 passing, 268 yards throwing, and a touchdown. And this is going to be the conversation that takes place probably every day on The Score until the Bears make a decision. Either they trade Justin Fields, announce to the world that they are going to keep the number one overall pick, or trade that number one overall pick. But it's a great problem to have, isn't it?
It is. It's I don't know, as we talked about, I don't know that there's been a general manager, and going back to some of those really, really bad teams, you know, in the 80s and early 90s that had back-to-back number one picks and the luxury of being able to do whatever you want to do with those picks and holding, for lack of a better word, holding the rest of the league hostage. Ryan Poles last year was able to find a suitor in the Carolina Panthers to go up and make the trade and get DJ Moore. Dividends again today, and then the treasure trove of picks, and then to be able to go out and secure the number one pick with one of those picks he got from last year, and now, you know, a team that's ascending with young talent.
Yeah, there's a nucleus here.
There's a very good nucleus of young talent who's ascending at the right time, and the number one pick. And so you're sitting here with options, and I think if you're a general manager in a $163 billion industry, which is the NFL, and you've got this much, that's a lot of power to wield, a lot of power to wield right now. And so, to your point, as much as we as Bear fans are emotional, and we love the fact, you know, you use that thing in the pregame show where the Justin Fields highlight where he's running, there's bodies flying behind him, there's cars blowing up, and there's explosions, and that's awesome because that's the type of athlete that he is. But you can't be emotional when it comes to this thing. As great as this kid has been since he walked into the building at Hallis Hall, he's been nothing but a pro, nothing but answers every question at the podium. He doesn't disappear. We've had guys that have done that in the past. He doesn't do that. He's a likable guy. He's a great athlete. If he's the guy, then he's the guy. And Ryan Poles will make that case for him, and he will build around him, and he'll make as successful as he can. If he's not, there'll be a reason why.
You know, if the Bears didn't have the number one overall pick, say you had just your own pick, the wherever it is now, but say at the beginning of the day it was the eighth overall pick, say you had that, I don't think we're having this discussion. I think you're all in on seeing how far you can take this with Justin Fields. But you do have the number one overall pick in a draft that has some quarterbacks, at least as we sit here today. Some quarterbacks that are considered special. Now, after you go through all the background checks and you really put these guys under the microscope, you may not feel the same way. But boy, if you do, that's when things get really difficult, because you cannot ignore the bad stuff that we've seen. What we saw today is that's what you hope to see every single time Justin Fields takes the field. But unfortunately, that's not what you see every single time he plays. And that's what you're looking for. That's the standard that you want every single time you see a Bears quarterback.
Right.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. All right, let's go back out to the phones. Mario in Hyde Park, you're on the Score. Hi, Mario.
I feel like there's a greater chance for this team to do something historic with that pick and with their second pick in that first round and through free agency to actually build a team that can be dominant for years. With this, if the window is the signing of Montez Sweat, when that window closes, the DJ Moore window is probably going to be closed as well. You can absolutely fortify this team for years with these picks and with free agency because they still have money. You don't have to get rid of Justin Fields. You can develop Justin Fields with better coaching. I don't know. I mean, let me take that back. Or rather, let me say, I would not be surprised if the Chicago Bears ran it back with everybody, with Getsy, with Eberflus, and with Justin Fields. But to go and start the clock again is a killer for this team. Right now, they have a chance to be really, really good with more talent. And it's a draft with a lot of offensive line talent. It's a draft arguably probably the best quarterback talent in a while. But you can't take that kind of risk when you've got these picks and you can make your team dominant for years with picks and free agency. I hope that they are smart enough to realize developing Justin Fields is a lot cheaper for them in the long run than trying to start that clock over. Thank you, fellas. Have a good day.
Thanks for the call, Mario. You know, we talked about this during the break, and that's a great point that
right.
Mario makes.
Absolutely. That's part of the argument, that's part of the conversation. There's nothing that says you can't take, and I'm just throwing his name out there, you can't take Marvin Harrison with the first pick and then use the Bears pick at, let's say, 15 and get maybe the kid from LSU or somebody else of a lesser quarterback that isn't that generational guy, that top of the tier guy. There's nothing to say you can't grab somebody in the middle of the second round with their pay. There's nothing that says there's a game plan for this. It's not all or nothing.
The other thing that sometimes I think we forget, because the quarterbacks here generally this millennium, especially with the Bears, have been so bad, the ones that they brought in, that sometimes you can draft a quarterback and you don't have to wait for the quarterback to develop and be an upgrade over what you have right now. Like, for example, you would not say that if the Bears had C.J. Stroud,
right?
You wouldn't say that the Bears took a step back at the quarterback position. If they ended up with a guy who plays like Joe Burrow, you wouldn't say that. So I think we've been scarred because of so many poor decisions that have been made this millennium. The key is, at the end of the day, you have to make the right decision. And the right decision also means this. If you decide to keep Fields as your quarterback, boy, you better be sure that there isn't another C.J. Stroud in this draft, because then you're giving away the opportunity to truly secure that position, because you're not quite sure. Even the people who are the biggest Justin Fields fans, you're hoping that he continues to develop and what you saw today can be what you see most of the time. But you're not sure yet 100% if you can get there. That's why we're having this discussion. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. More of your phone calls, and I'll try to work through them faster because I know a lot of you want to talk to us and a lot of you have stuff to say. Bears beat the Falcons 37-17, plus the Bears secure the number one overall pick in the 2024 NFL draft. A big Sunday for the Bears. This is the Great Clips Postgame Show presented by Tullamore Dew on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.